Ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories, where we are picking up where we have left off, which is Bible in ... I mean, really, how many days is this going to be? How many episodes? I really do hope that you are open to this adventure. I mean, can you imagine, what if 5 years from now this Bible series has been completed? I definitely want to finish what I've started, but with life throwing a bunch of curveballs, I'm just not able to post every single day, and I can only do a chapter at a time, so I'm not sure how long this will take, but I think, though, I've already caught up in the sense of 86 days were about 3 or 4 chapters each day. So, this is a fun fact. There are 929 chapters in the Old Testament, but there are 260 chapters in the New Testament. So this gives us a total of 1,189 chapters, on average about 18 chapters per book. And we are coming up to the shortest psalm pretty soon. Psalm chapter 117. That's going to be a while. Who knows, that might take a year until we get there in this series. But I hope this is just, if anything, an inspiration to open the Bible and to be ministered to when you're not feeling well or you have trouble sleeping or relaxing. But then on your own time to start to cultivate that relationship with the Lord yourself and read His Word back to Him. That's the highest praise we can give, is reading His Word back to Him, singing His Word back to Him. And so, that fun fact was taken from Wikipedia. I was just curious. Lord, how many chapters are in a Bible on average? And, well, I couldn't believe it, that 18 chapters per book on average. But we're almost halfway there, because 86 days, I mean, at least a third there. So we shall see how this turns out. But we will pick up where we left off, and that is Psalm chapter 39. Of course, I want to just say thank you so much for your encouraging comments, especially Joshua from Florida, JJ Halua, and I didn't get a chance to respond from the first video, but I'll just answer it on here in case you're listening to this one. I actually had visited Springs. It's such a beautiful area in Florida, and Alabama is beautiful. I don't think I had a chance to visit Lakeview, but I went to other cities there. It was absolutely spectacular. And Meraki Soul, you are so kind. Your second time watching that video. Thanks, that just warms my heart. And thanks for being shocked that I don't have thousands listening. It's actually very encouraging to keep doing this. I'm not quite sure why I don't fit the algorithm. I cannot figure it out. It could be because when I first started this channel, it was called Paprilani. And it was when I was living a lukewarm life. And I just would post about stories from my experience as an opera student or on the verge of becoming an opera singer. And then it morphed into this eventually as I went on this huge faith journey where I surrendered everything to the Lord in 2010. And so that could be why YouTube might be very confused as far as who I am. They don't know who to send here. So I could just start a brand new account, but I just don't. I'm just staying with, I kind of want to just leave everything here, my journey on here since I started. Pieces of my journey. I mean, not every single video from when I started, but pieces of my journey. And that way it's very authentic, and I try to be as authentic as possible. But it's funny because I've actually started a new channel on TikTok, and I will put that link on my bio in the YouTube about section. And I'm just reviewing things in a soothing manner. It's called Soothing Reviews. So we'll see how that goes. And I just wanted to say, wow, I'm so grateful that sharing Psalm chapter 38 helped your spirit, that the Lord led you to that particular video at that particular moment. And that just means so much to me. I mean, it just glorifies Him, and I'm so grateful. Anything for Him to be glorified. And then, of course, Soldier of Winter Media, thank you. It's great to be back as well. Now, without further ado, sorry for that long intro. Let's get into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Adonai Elohim, here we go again, being able to share your incredible word in cyberspace, over the airwaves, now and in years to come. I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I just invite you, sweet Holy Spirit, to be a part of this. Thank you for highlighting to me what you want highlighted to me. May Jesus, may you be glorified in every word, spoken and unspoken. I love you so much, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for putting a new song in those who are listening, in their mouths, in their hearts. Whatever they're going through, may they sing through it. Thank you for your joy, O Lord. It's your joy. That is our strength. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, by the power of the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm chapter 39. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor. Selah. Surely, every man walks about like a shadow. Surely, they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely, every man is vapor. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more. Lord, thank you for your word. I'm going to share what was highlighted to me as I was studying this psalm earlier. And that was first, well, this is a twofold. This actually seems to relate to us, like it did David, as humans, but also to Jesus. Verse 2, when Jesus was on the earth and he was going to the cross, I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good. That was Jesus right there. And then another that reminds me of Jesus taking our place was verses 9, 10, 11. I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. When with rebukes you correct man for iniquity, you make his beauty melt away like a moth. Jesus was so unrecognizable because of the crucifixion, because of the 39 stripes he received for our sicknesses, our diseases, the effects of the fall of mankind. He took our place. And I could relate again, verses 1 through 4. Starting at the end of verse 1, I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. I've been there. I've been there, sweet friend, where I've wanted to just say things that were justifiable. Say things when life didn't seem fair, when a person didn't seem fair. But look what King David wrote. Then I spoke with my tongue. That means that's the great solution for me anyway. That if I sense any anger or frustration building, the best thing to say is this: Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. And then the end of verse 5, certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. So like, for example, Elvis, at his best, he is but vapor. We're not here forever. It's so short. Our lives are really very, very short in the span of eternity. I'm sure you've heard this over and over, and I have too, but sometimes it's good to be reminded. And then I just love this too. Verse 12, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears. This is King David pleading with God to respond to his tears. And this is us today. God, do not be silent at our tears. And then verse 13, remove your gaze from me that I may regain strength. I believe that means judgment. Of course we want the Lord to look on us. His countenance is what we need. He is light. We want him to look on us with his grace, but there's that side of him that's judgment. He's just and fair. And at this moment, because of King David's sin, he's saying, remove your gaze from me. Remove that stare. Remove that judging gaze. Only God can judge. In the end, he's the great judge. And King David is saying, remove that from me, that I may regain strength, that I may be returned to your favor, in other words. And then verse 6, this is also something that stood out to me. Surely every man walks about like a shadow, like a zombie, busying themselves in vain, making an uproar over nothing. Let me know what you think in the comments. Any particular verse which stood out to you? I'm curious. Let me know what you think in the comments. If there were any particular words or sentences or passages which stood out to you? I'm curious to know. And if you have any prayer requests, please let me know in the comments, and I will take it to the throne room of God. But before we go, and sweet friend, I wanted to ask you, do you go to church right now in the area where you live? Comment below where you live. I would like to know, and I will pray for you. Now I have a question, a very important question. If you died right now, where would you go? If it's heaven, do you believe you would go to heaven? Let me ask you this. If God were to say, when you got to heaven, why should I let you into heaven? What would you tell him? Would you say, I've been a good person, I paid my tithes, I went to church, I fed the poor, I visited the sick, I helped my parents, I helped my brother, on and on. Well, God said in his word through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned. And Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and rose again. I give you my life. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. Amen. Hallelujah, sweet friend. What has changed? You now have a personal relationship with God. Jesus' death on the cross opened the door for you to have an intimate relationship with God. He is your Father, and He loves you and desires to take care of you. You are forgiven. It doesn't matter what you've done. When Jesus died on the cross, your sins weren't just forgiven. They were forgotten. You're starting all over again with a clean slate. You are on your way to heaven. Heaven and hell, sweet friend, really do exist. And if you die today, heaven will be your new home. You are a child of God. You now belong to His family. That means you can trust Him completely to take care of you. He desires to meet your needs and help you live in health and victory. You might be asking yourself, now what? Pray. When you meet someone new, the best way to get to know that person is by talking to him or her. Well, that's what praying is. Talking to God. You can talk about anything you want to. For example, how thankful you are for Jesus. Any needs you have. Or just say hello. Then, listen. God has much to say to you. You may not hear Him with your physical ears, but you'll hear Him with your heart. Next, read the Bible. Everything you want to know about God can be found there. You can discover His personality, His plan for your life, and how much He loves you. Think of the Bible as spiritual food that can help you grow into a strong Christian. Then, attend a church. Find a church where you are loved and accepted, and that preaches the Word of God, and has the move of the Holy Spirit. If you only have the Word, you will dry up. If you only have the Spirit, you will blow up. But if you have both the Word and the Spirit, you will grow up. There you will find people who can guide and encourage you. And finally, follow the commandment of love. There is nothing you could have done to earn your salvation. It's a free gift. You follow God's commandments not to earn or keep your salvation, but because you love Him and want to be obedient to Him. God's greatest commandment to us is to love one another just as He loves us. Each day, strive to follow this love commandment. If you mess up, just ask Him to forgive you and help you. Your life will continue to be transformed by God's great love for you. And so that I may get to know you better, let me know in the comments where you are from and any prayer requests, and I will take it to the throne of God and intercede for you. That means stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. God said in His Word that angels rejoice when just one soul has been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's light. And that's what's just happened. Congratulations. This was the best decision you ever made.
Until next time, blessings to you.